Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
ask you. The truth is here, I want. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And kia ora te iwi, we are back for another Truth Speaker music show for RCR Reality Check Radio. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and today's theme is government lies. From broken promises to controversial cover-ups, the New Zealand corporation government isn't always the clean image it claims to be, obviously. Whether it's dawn raids, pesticide spraying, or quiet deals behind closed doors, the question remains, when does protecting the public turn into deceiving the public? And of course, today's music will be themed to match the lies, the truth, and the trust, or lack of, so turn this up, because the next 2 hours I have your musical needs covered, plus a sprinkle of my thoughts in the mix. The first half of today's show is music about lies, lying, liars. Second half is to bring that balance with music about truth. Throughout the show, you can, of course, text or email. 2057 is that text, and the email is inbox@realitycheck.radio. You are tuned into the Truth Speaker Music Show with Tobias Tahi, where we are digging into perspectives behind the mainstream headlines. And today, we're theming our music on a topic that cuts deep to the heart of trust. What happens when governments lie to the people? If we think about it, governments are supposed to serve and protect people, yet history is filled with instances of deception. From the false premise of weapons of mass destruction to cover-ups like Watergate, these moments leave us questioning who is really watching out for the people. Now, the reason for these lies can vary. Some claim it's for national security. Others claim it's to maintain order or political power. But what is the impact? Is it broken trust, public outrage, and often devastating consequences for those caught in the fallout? As people, as humans, we rely on transparency to hold power accountable. But what happens when that trust is shattered, which is what we are seeing today? The trust in government and selected, elected officials is gone. Is it possible to rebuild it? Or do these lies leave a permanent crack in the foundation of democracy? Today we are running on a theme about government lies. And let's quickly look into one of our nation's darkest chapters, one of the many dark chapters in this nation. I want to briefly speak on the dawn raids of the 70s, a time when the government told lies, blatant lies, to justify racial profiling and systematic injustice against Pacifica communities. Now, during this era, the government launched aggressive immigration crackdowns, conducting early morning raids on Pacifica households in search of apparent overstayers, and these raids were violent. They did not hold back. This happened in front of young Pacifica Tamariki. Officials claimed that these raids were essential to address an immigration crisis and protect the job market. But here's the truth. The majority of overstayers at the time were from Europe and North America, not the Pacific Islands. Yet it was Pacifica families who were singled out, humiliated, and traumatized. This is how we saw the birth of the Polynesian Panther movement, which turned into what is known today as the King Cobra Ainga. The government portrayed Pacifica communities as a burden on society, using exaggerated rhetoric about crime and unemployment to justify their actions. These narratives were not only misleading, but also divisive, fueling racial discrimination, racial tensions that left scars that are still alive today. It took decades for the government to acknowledge its wrongdoing, and in 2021, Jacinda Ardern obviously played politics, and she issued a formal apology for the Dawn Raids, calling them a defining moment of shame in our nation's history. But for many, the question remains, how do we move forward when the lies that justified these actions are woven into our nation's history and are still very much prominent today? My name is Tobias Tahi, and this is the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. Get your thoughts in on all of the corridor of today's show. 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. If you have just tuned in, this is the Truth Speaker Music Show, and my name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and today's show is a themed one about government lies. It is also my last official scheduled show. As you all know, we are scaling back to Mornings with Friends, Breakfast with Friends shows only, which is to free up the team behind the scenes to prepare for RCR 2.0 in 2025. Now, I am not allowed to speak on this, but being the rebel that I am, I will. I have had a sneak peek at what 2025 has installed, and I know you are all going to love it. So we appreciate your support as we move into the end of this year and into 2025. Be sure to catch the Breakfast with Friends show every sunrise, every weekday. Being my last scheduled show for the year, I will be back, however, for a few Christmas and New Year themed shows later on in December. But this is my last Saturday show until 2025. That is crazy to be saying 2025, end of the year, all of that. Where has this year gone? It is like we have blinked and boom, the end of the year is here, 2025. What do you think we are going to see in 2025? What do you predict is going to happen in all of the craziness, all of the madness that we call life and humanity? What do you think is going to happen? 2057 is that text. Or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. If you have just tuned in, my name is Tobias Tahi, and this is the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. And today I have been speaking on and playing music that matches about government liars, politician liars. Off the top of my head, the most significant wide-scale in the public eye lies have been the history of the Waikato Land Wars, the Dawn Raids in the 70s, Muldoon-era economic crisis, aerial spraying in Auckland, aka Spraygate, nuclear policy during the Cold War era, the Foreshore and Seabed Act, Pike River mine disaster, the Uruweta Raids, GCSB, our current housing crisis, Seymour's involvement in Atlas Group. Had to throw that in there because that is a massive lie, that is a massive credibility flaw for one of our politicians. But hey, in this nation it seems to be okay for politicians to lie. And obviously we have the COVID-19 hoax. What else? What have I missed? What topics do you want me to look at or speak on in 2025? Let me know. 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox at realitycheck.radio. And that brings me to the end of today's show and an end of my 2024 scheduled shows. And it sounds crazy saying that, the end of 2024. I am, however, looking forward to seeing what 2025 brings, the circus, the chaos, the drama, whatever it is, we all signed up to be here to experience it. I may pop up randomly with a Christmas and a New Year's themed show. We will see how things go, but I am sure there will be one or two surprise music shows from me in the mix somewhere, because I would love to connect with you all one or two more times before 2025. I love and appreciate you all. My name is Tobias Tahi. This has been the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. Moody Order.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We do this because we care for honesty. We care for the future of this country, of our children and generations to come. You know what? It's more important to be noisy than nice.
Rate bills in Southland this year talking 20% rate increases on 20% a couple of years ago. It's out of control. The redistribution machine is completely destroying the energy of productive people.
The problem we have today is that governments are pressured by mainstream media, big money, special interests, and international organisations. These organisations that seek to shape our society, to shape the way we live to suit their agenda. It's something we might call a compliance model.
We used to pay 50 cents for the Herald every day, and that's when we got the news we wanted. When you stopped paying for the news, the advertisers and the people behind the news organisations started paying for the news. So you can see that definite behavioural shift, which is whoever's paying you is what your messaging is going to be.
Some people out there enjoy the left and right division, the debate, the fighting. But I, for one, don't see that as a productive way forward in creating a future for our tamariki. You can argue until the cows come home, but people right now are so strong in their beliefs, so finding that common ground, that common overlap of left, right, woke, awake, is vital to any melting pot of a nation.
We're going through this information revolution. We've got the internet now, so all this information is there. And I always say to people, look, we went down there thinking that we were fighting for freedom. But the bigger picture on that is that they were really fighting to keep control of information. You know, that's what it's actually about. These controllers of information are losing control because information's become like water now. You know, you block it here, it'll pop up somewhere else.
They keep telling us that democracy is dying because of the media companies. But you know, they've sat there smugly telling us how to live our lives for, as far as I can remember, thinking they're the smartest people in the room, but they didn't see this coming.